The strawberries we enjoy today have some history. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers.
The strawberry breeding program started at 1910. It was told to me, and I have not found anybody that can dispute it. It is considered the longest continuously running strawberry breeding program in the world.
That's research geneticist Kim Lewers from the USDA Agricultural Research Service operation in Beltsville, Maryland.
You can grow things in your backyard. They can grow wild in the woods, but it's not really an industry until they can be harvested and then shipped for market. And one of the problems with the early strawberries and wild strawberries, if you've ever had them, is that they're very tender. And almost as soon as you touch them, you've got juice on your fingers, which is kind of fun when you're picking wild fruit in the woods, but not so great when you want to have them ready for a store.
Lewers says strawberry breeders at USDA have worked for decades to develop today's varieties, even dodging a serious threat in the 1950s.
There was a disease that came around, and it nearly devastated the industry. And my predecessor, George Darrow, was aware of the disease. Basically, he, in advance, saved a newborn industry by creating disease-resistant strawberries. And we've been focusing on that ever since.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.